Welcome to a midweek update on some amazing ways to bring your work out into the open. One of the things in art that I've been looking at recently is anger. And some of the great works that I love, I can tell they've been written or composed in anger. And this led me to think about just what I do personally with my own anger, and this might be something that is useful to you in your own practice. I think one of the things with anger is we can be taught not to express it, because obviously the first thing is you need to find a safe place that it can be released and expressed in, otherwise it's not going to be a positive experience. So avoiding anger though, because obviously sometimes when you're expressing anger, it's risking a situation not working out, and who likes change sometimes? Not everyone. So that anger really has got such a big gift, because realistically it can change things. Life can be different at the end of expressing exactly how you feel. And also the thought that if you didn't care about something, then you wouldn't feel the anger. So I think classing anger as normal is really healthy if you're an artist, because it has a lot of gifts, a lot of resources to bring to the table. And behind it is the need to express how you feel. And so if you are seeking to collaborate, looking at people who call forth your anger in a very positive way is a useful trick to have. So how anger is expressed can be very positive towards art, because it's leading you through a journey that will take you to be clearer about what exactly you're expressing. And some of the ways to channel anger is writing a character that has a lot of anger, or painting a gestural sort of painting where the moves that you use on the canvas are perhaps linked to something deeper down, and you can explore the feeling that way. Or another way is to just simply choose colours that match how you are feeling and progress with it that way, and finding out where it is inside you that needs to be expressed. I certainly think on the other side of that anger is a whole new journey, but it's also, I think, trusting that, and I do find this difficult, if you express it, if you feel it, then everything you need will still be around on the other side of it. So I think that's the little thing that I have, and there might be something for you too that will support you feeling the anger. So I think just identifying that going into the weekend is a really positive thing, and self-care around that is really awesome too. So whatever your favourite works of art linked around anger, I would love to know. And that's a really, I think, an interesting way to explore a practice even more. Whether you're walking around galleries, looking at secondhand bookshops, junk stores, or putting together a piece of performance, finding out where the anger lies is a good way to giving it an anchor. So this is just a quick check-in, just to check in and update with where my journey is, and to share and to see if that's of any use to you. And I look forward to talking again soon, and wish you inspiring times ahead.